whalers, not a grin, but he belongs to the whalers' creek. Oh, take that whale. And the whale's not gone. The whale that makes his regular call to carry the captain through. Soon may the whaleman come to bring us sugar, tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the whaleman come to bring us sugar, tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go.
The Royal Fortune, soon may the Wellerman come. Chris here stepping in for Greg. We wanted to pay tribute to Stephen Clist, Waiheke Radio DJ and musician. He was playing there along with Sam as part of the Royal Fortune, and very, very sadly, Stephen passed away last week. And I've got members of one of his current bands, or two of his current bands. We've got Sam from The Royal Fortune, but also playing with Ben and Alan in Graniog. So good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, someone wasn't on there. Who was that?
That would be me.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, sad circumstances, really.
Yes, let us pay tribute to our fallen comrade. Stephen was, he was a hell of a fun guy to hang around with. He was also one of those people that really proved that on Waiheke, you can be a local pretty much the moment you step off the boat if you've got the right attitude. It didn't take Stephen long to become well known by a lot of people and really immerse himself in a lot of local stuff. And, you know, we sort of said farewell to him at the cemetery yesterday, so he's buried there. So I'll be able to say good morning to him every morning as I turn into work. But we will miss him very much.
So Sam, you have probably, of the people here, have the longest musical history with Stephen.
Oh yeah.
So just lift your mic up a little bit there. So yeah so tell us how that all came about.
Oh, Stephen, we both had a background playing in punk bands when we were younger. This is sort of 10 years ago, and he sort of heard wind from someone in the extended circle of musicians that there was this other fella who, was really into things like Irish music and British folk music, and he took it on himself to seek me out, and he came up to me in the King's Arms one night and sort of thrust his arm in my face and said, "Hey, mate, I've heard you like the Dubliners and the Clancy. I fucking love the Dubliners." Sorry, pardon my French. And basically insisted that we were going to be friends whether I liked it or not, and invited himself over to my house and came over a couple of days later, a couple of boxes of beer, and we just sang into the early hours, and that was something that just continued ever since that moment. And I'll miss him forever because he was just a wonderful person to be around.
Yeah, and of course he got involved here in Waiheke Radio, and his show Sails, Whales and Whiskey, I think, really embodied everything that we're trying to do in a community station.
Yeah.
It was unique, it was niche. But it got a whole lot of people listening to folk music and sea shanties that never thought that they would.
Mm. And he really didn't hold back in terms of the traditional aspect of a lot of the music that he played. It was strongly trad stuff. Yeah. I'd thought at one point, oh, it'd be nice to do a folk music show. But then I thought, oh, no, because you'd play all trad stuff and people wouldn't get it. And then along comes Stephen and does stuff that is way deeper trad than I would have thought to
play. I have to tell you, when he first came along and suggested that he do that show, there were certain people, not me, but other people around the station who went, "You are kidding, right?" And then others who thought, well, how will that be sustained? You know, that's great for a week.
people.
But what happens after that?
Yeah, because you know a lot of the great bands of the 18th century aren't really still around anymore, and their best work is a long way behind them.
But yeah, and that show actually became one of one of our most kind of iconic shows, and people would listen from around the world. We got a request one time saying, I love the show. I'm listening from the UK. Is there any chance you could replay it at 4 a.m. your time so I could listen to it more conveniently?
He would have loved that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's. I suppose one of the other things about Stefan's love of music was that it wasn't just the songs, was it? It was the history that went with them.
I think, of course, this is something that an interest in history and folk music, they tend to go together. The point about so much of folk music is that it's the songs are fairly specific. They refer to specific events, places, occasions, and people. So very often, if you come across a good folk song, it's interesting to be able to delve into the story behind it, because there's always a story. Folk music is the most narrative, I think, of all music forms.
Right. So on that note, I've got another recording here for the Royal Fortune. This again recorded at Waiheke Library, and this one has a little intro to kind of demonstrate what we're talking about.
So the next one is a song I wrote about the. There was a. It's called the Wellington Riot. So this is about when the American soldiers came to. Well, you guys know in the Second World War, the American soldiers were stationed in New Zealand, and there's a lot of angst because, of course, most of the fighting men were overseas, and these guys were down here spending up large and marrying all our women. And there was one incident that happened where. All the American soldiers used to drink in the Allied Services Club in Courtney Place, and they wouldn't let the Māori guys drink with them because they were racist. And so that didn't go down very well, and it turned into this huge fight, which ended up with 1,000 people all fighting up and down Courtney Place. And of course, it was covered up at the time, so. It wasn't really known. The truth has sort of come out about it since then. But yes, it was a very exciting old time. So time, good thing to write a song about. So yeah, here it goes.
Saw Harry roaring.
Great stuff.
Yeah. And you were talking a little bit about the writing of that one, Sam.
Oh, just...
Come in.
Just, you know, he had lots of opinions, and, you know, often he would go on about how he didn't like contemporary folk songs and things, but, you know, if he wanted to, if he put himself to it, he wrote a bloody good song, and he really captured a little piece of New Zealand history that needed to be recorded in our folklore, because it's such a rich... And that was part of Stephen's mission as well. Aside from bringing the sea shanties to people, he was a really, you know, a bold ambassador of this New Zealand culture that is all but forgotten. And, you know, he loved to sing old New Zealand songs to people, give them a bit of history like he was doing there. And, yeah, that was just a really important part of who he was.
Yeah, well, he and I shared a love for kind of... I suppose obscure New Zealand songs, and used to kind of swap tips on records to find, and swap records to hunt down old New Zealand things.
Right, so. I think you gave him the old Puha and Pakeha or something.
I did. Yeah.
he was Rod Derrick to find that.
Yeah, and then he turned me on to a version of Tamaranui with Mike Moore, former Prime Minister, doing the...
Whoa, how was that?
Yeah, it's not very good.
Oh. Hey-ho.
But, you know, that's what we loved about it. Mm. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to play something completely different. You were talking about his punk background.
Yeah.
Now, one of the bands he was in was called Parents. Was it drummer in there, right?
Yeah, drummer in that band, yeah.
Yeah, and just coincidentally, last week, Parents emerged their first demo from 2010, which features Stefan, and so we'll play something from this. It's noisy, but it's not very long. It's called Secrets and Lies.
Bracket.
Yeah, 35.
That sounded like a wardrobe full of cats being kicked downstairs.
Yeah, and there's the folk singer you love so much bashing away on the
drums. Amazing.
Yeah. So what was the tale about his demise from that band, Sam?
Oh, he just said to me one night, he'd been drumming for years, and he taught people to play drums and things, and he said, oh, I've realised I just really want to sing folk songs, and so I'll find them someone else, and then I'll just gracefully exit from that, I think. And yeah,
I don't know.
Not a you know, hugely important story to tell, but, you know,
I don't know how you gracefully exit from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
He'd seen
hurling yourself through a plate glass window whilst vomiting would probably be the way to stage an exit like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you talked about his love of tradition, and I suppose how he drew others into music. So, and you've talked about how you came to play with him, Sam. But what about Ben and Al? I mean, how did you come drawn into Stephen's circle?
There's just no way you couldn't meet.
There was
really
no way we couldn't not meet, because in a community this small, if you happen to like trad folk music, it's not going to take you very long to meet the other people who like it as well, because it only takes a small concert to happen and you're all there.
And of course, one of his other loves was fine.
Well,
beer.
Yes, and whilst Stefan and I certainly met because of a shared love of folk music, we actually bonded over a shared love of sitting up late at night and drinking beer. And I was going through a shamefully fallow period with music. Really wasn't doing anything at all. My guitar was sitting in the corner gathering dust. And, you know, I'd play it occasionally. Somebody would say, oh, you know, come along to the fundraiser and play that funny Waiheke song you do. And I would. And then the guitar would get put away again. And I was really shamefully neglecting it. And so apart from various sort of sing-arounds and folk clubs and things, the thing that actually got us started was 2 years ago. We got asked to, Stefan and Sam and myself, to play at Malone's for St. Patrick's Day. And we did the first year. I think we had one practice. And then we just went in and winged it, did all the pub standards. And
which was Stefan's way.
Yeah. However, at the end of that one, that would have been, 2016, we sort of got to the end of it. And it's like, all right, you know, see at the pub on Friday. We didn't sort of think of keeping it going. But the following year, last year, we were invited back. This time we did a couple of practices and actually thought about it a bit more. And by the time we'd finished playing, I think we played for 3 hours and 20 minutes. And by the end of it, I think there was this feeling that, oh, we should keep this going and actually form a band properly. So from that point, we've been at it very seriously, two rehearsals a week, and a song list that's now well over 80 songs, and lots of gigs coming up.
Mm. And to my great good fortune, one or two of you, or all of you, decided, oh, we really need a violin. And my violin had also been gathering dust. I just didn't know which direction to take it in. I'd tried jazz, and I love jazz, but it's a bit hard to get your head around. And I wasn't playing with people. And I suddenly saw this little ad saying, violinist wanted for a folk band, or something along that
line. Yeah, I put it up on the community music community page. I said, anybody interested in playing violin in a folk band? And I really had... I did not think it was going to happen. I figured if there was a fiddle player on the island, that they probably wouldn't be somebody who would fit in with us. And I'd actually met Ben a year or so before. We'd had a beer together, and he never even mentioned the fiddle playing.
Right.
It was just Stefan and I there that night, and Ben came along and he unpacked his fiddle, and we started playing, and Stefan and I were just looking at each other going, I don't believe this.
The reactions I was getting was really very heartwarming, because I didn't consider myself a folk fiddler. I had played in a ceilidh band years ago and remembered a few tunes. I thought, well, what about this? And I started playing and they strummed along.
Because it's unquestionably true with folk music. If you... You can go from just being a couple of guys with guitars or a banjo or a mandolin or whatever, bring a fiddle player into the band, and suddenly everything changes. You've got a much, much more serious setup. And, so it's keeping the band going now is something we've got to do for Stefan. Yeah. He left a fantastic legacy. Yeah. The band would not have happened without his drive and enthusiasm.
I mean, another thing about him was his amazing knowledge of songs, wasn't it? I was talking yesterday with Trevor Summers, who used to be involved with the station here, and when Stefan first came along and said he wanted to do this sea shanty show, as I said, a few people kind of shook their heads and went, oh my goodness, and then someone said, oh, look, you better talk to Trevor, because Trevor kind of was a folk musician. Trevor was telling me he arranged to meet Stefan at Malone's. So they went down there, and Stefan arrived with his banjo, and they sat in the corner, and kind of, you know, Trevor was kind of sussing him out. So, can this guy sustain a radio show, and does he know what he's on about? And he said they ended up sitting there trading songs back and forth. Do you know this one? You know this one? Back and forth for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Just, you know, he knew...
He really did. Yeah, I had much the same experience with him over several nights of just sitting there exchanging ideas on songs, because the lovely thing with folk music is that there are so many little rabbit warrens that you can disappear down. Versions of songs which you would consider definitive, which appeared on minor labels 40 years ago, and maybe you're the only person around who's ever heard it, but you, as far as you're concerned, that's the definitive version. Somebody else would have heard a completely different version of that song on an equally obscure recording that the other person never even knew existed. And so it's quite interesting when two of you sit there and unpack the same song and just see the different approaches that get taken to it.
So yesterday, as people fared well, Stefan, there was, unsurprisingly, a lot of beer, but also a lot of singing.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys want to sing, something that
we
was
always
to
want
him?
To sing?
Yeah, yeah.
we're those kind of people.
Yeah, I see a guitar there, so...
We'll give a little bit of a more introspective one.
Yep.
It's Archie Fisher song. This is one of the albums that me and Stefan used to sit around listening to on the vinyl, and just we were both just in awe of the musicianship and just the Archie was another one of these people, and the way Stefan was with Kiwi stuff, he's just so richly immersed in Scottish folklore. And but this
still
is a nice,
he's still around.
Yeah, that's true. He is just a nice song about living on an island, really. Came to a
Western Island, as far as a man could walk, was my land. A clear 10 acres and a house I built into the side of a hill. The roof leaks, the windows rattle, the grass and the high ground won't feed cattle. The west wind blowing off the sea makes it hard to grow a tree. One cow in a lean-to byre, spring close by and a driftwood fire. Clear view of the setting sun and a 12-gauge hammer gun. I keep sheep, I fish deep water in a high-bound boat called the Neptune's Daughter. She'll ride any western gale and she carries a stack of sail. Some nights when the bright lights flicker, I sail to the mainland for my liquor. Haven't a woman to call my own, but I never wake up alone. A man needs to feel the ground and the wind to tell him that the world spins round. To watch the stars and to taste the sea, and a woman to keep him free. I came to a western island, as far as a man could walk was my land. A clear 10 acres and a house I built into the side of a hill.
That was lovely, thank you. Now, Stefan, we were talking before about his show, Sales, Wales and Whiskey, and we've kind of pulled it off the repeat listenings for a moment because we thought it'd be pretty jarring for people to, you know, friends and family to kind of come across his voice on the radio. But it is a fantastic show, and if you go to the Waiheke Radio website, there's a whole lot of them archived there. We've got
and
more.
It's wonderful that he's there.
Yeah, more to put up as well.
There was also the wonderful moment at the end of his the funeral ceremony yesterday when... there was a recording of him doing Sales, Wales and Whiskey where he came on saying, right, well, here's The Parting Glass, sung by Clancy Brothers and Tommy Mackham. And so the song played, and of course, you know, wonderful, suitable song for an occasion like that. And then they let it run on, and there's Stefan going, yes, well, that's enough of the miserable stuff. Now we're going to do a song about a man who thought he was buying whiskey but ended up buying a baby.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And also, as well, you can check out recordings of The Royal Fortune on the site as well. So, yeah, I recommend that.
In the coming weeks, me and Alan will put together a final tribute, sort of close the sea chest, in a way, of the old Sales and Wales for the time being.
Excellent.
Yeah. And also, we have a concert coming up on the 23rd of June. We're playing the Rocky Bay Folk Club. Of course, the Rocky Bay Folk Club was very much Stefan's project. And that's something that we really can't let slide. You know, maybe his radio show needs to die with him, but the Rocky Bay Folk Club really can't. It would just be wrong. It's got wonderful support. Rocky Bay's great for turning out for occasions anyway, but they really tend to turn it on for the folk club, so that is not something that we can allow to fold.
And that little hall was one of his favourite places in the world to sing. He just absolutely loved
the
hall.
Yeah, great acoustics. It's a lovely, warm little hall to sing in. So we're doing a show on the 23rd of June, and it will give us a chance to play unplugged, which is how we really prefer it. Obviously, a lot of gigs you do, you have to play through microphones and, you know, voltage-enhanced stuff, which we always find sort of rather messes up the signal, gets in the way, you can't hear yourself properly, and necessary evil. However, for the Rocky Bay Folk Club, we can set all that stuff aside and just play the music straight. And that show will include a nice section in there where we will... really pay tribute to Stefan and do some of his favourite songs.
Yeah. Of which he had a lot, but we'll pick a handful of the real...
We know the great
the
ones.
Real cream of the crop.
Yeah. Now, we're just about out of time, so, Alan, you brought in a song that you wanted to play?
Yes, this song suddenly started going through my head yesterday at the burial. Now, There was another great folk singer, taken tragically young. That was the late, great Stan Rogers, great Canadian singer. And Stefan was a huge fan of his. And Stan Rogers died in a plane accident in about 1982 at the age of 33. And his friend Eric Bogle, the Scottish, Australian-based Scottish folk singer, wrote this really lovely sort of nautically themed tribute to him called Safe in the Harbour. So I thought I'd bring that one in.
Okay. So thanks very much, Ben,
thank you.
Sam, Alan.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. And farewell, Stefan.
Farewell, Stefan.
As it cut through blue water, been gripped by a fever you just can't control. Ought to throw off the shackles and fly with the seagulls to where green waves tumble for a driving sea wind, or to lie on the decking the red sun fall burning beneath the earth's rim. But to every sailor comes time to drop anchor, hauling the sails and make the lines fast. You deep water dreamer, your journey is over. Sailors, but most are just dreamers, held fast by the anchors they forge in their mind. When their hearts know they'll never sail over deep water to search for a treasure, they're afraid they won't find. So in sheltered harbors, they cling to their anchors, bank down the boilers and shut down the steam, and wait for the sailors to return with the treasures that will fan the dull embers and fire up the sailor. Comes time to drop anchor, hauling the sails and make the lines fast. You deep water dreamer, your journey is over. You're safe in the harbor at last. You're safe in the harbor. And some men are schemers who laugh at the dreamers, take the gold from the sailors and turn it to dross. They're men in the prison, they're men without vision, whose only horizon is profit. So when storm clouds come sailing across your blue ocean, hold fast to your dreaming for all that you're worth. For as long as there are dreamers, there will always be. sailor comes time to drop anchor, haul in the sails and make the lines fast. You deep water dreamer, your journey is over. You're safe in the harbor at last. You're safe.
You've been listening to Island Life on Waiheke Radio. I'm Chris Walker. Just stepped in for the last little bit of the show. Greg Tribwell was your host for the majority of the morning. So thanks very much, Greg. And thank you to all of his guests. We must thank as well the Humble Pie Village Butchery, who support the show. That's the place to go for friendly service and fine cuts of meat. So go and see Steve and Carol at 102 Ocean View Road in Oneiroa. Island Life will be back next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. with more on Waiheke people, events and issues. Thanks very much to all of you for listening.